We are in the Sivo Shalom, on Parshat Mishpatim, page Kuf Ayin Vav. Haiman Deba'e Lemeve Chasida Lekayim Mile Denizikim. This comes from the Gemara. This is the opening line here in the Sivo Shalom. Ita B'Gemara, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Haiman Deba'e Lemeve Chasida Lekayim Mile Denizikim. Rav Yehuda says that if a person wants to be a chassid, and we're not talking bekeshes and shtraimels because those didn't exist yet, and we're talking about like the chassidim rishonim, like the early pious people of old, a person who wants to mamish be a chassid, a pious person, lekayim mile dinizikin. The way to do that is to fulfill the halachos of nizikin, fulfill the halachas of damages. You want to really be a chassid, you want to be a pious person, fulfill the halachas of the nuances of damage law. Didn't see that coming. Like, what is that talking about? What does that mean? Why is it for you to say that's what it takes to be a chassid? Rava Amar, in the Gemara, there's another opinion. Rava says, Mile da'avos. No, you want to be a chassid, and this, I think, resonates with us more intuitively. If you want to be a chassid, what do? Really live Pirkei Avos. Learn and live the message of Pirkei Avos. The Amar La, the Amrei La, Mile da'brachos. And some say, if you want to be a chassid, fulfill brachos. Three different opinions here in the Gemara. Let's see where he takes it. I'm actually very curious myself. Let's see where he takes it. V'tzarich be'or. You have to understand. De'bishlama mile de'avos u'mile de'brachos muvan ha'shayachut shelehem l'hayman de'bay le'mevi chassida. I understand when it says that to keep Pirkei Avos, we have an intuitive connection to Pirkei Avos, understanding of what it is, that it's ways of Musar, it's telling us how to live life, it's telling us, there's a sense of like, if I want to learn how to be a good person, that Avos is going to, Pirkei Avos is going to teach me how to be a good person. So that I understand. And even Milei de Brachos, understanding Hilchos Brachos and connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thanking Him and talking to Him and I understand that to be a chassid, okay, to get into Brachos. Ach ma inyan mili dinizikin lechassidus. What's the... Keep damage laws and you're a very pious person. Really? That's what makes you a pious person? Didn't see that one coming. B'men nishtanu mili dinizikin mishar dini mamano shebatora shem chayavim midina. And on a little bit more of a nuanced level, a more fundamental question, what's different about the halachos of nizikin? Again, for the last time, nizikin is damages. Right, the Nizikin is damage law. What's different about Nizikin from all of the other monetary laws in Judaism? That we were chayiv in all of them. Meaning, damage law, you're chayiv in. If you did something wrong, if you owe somebody money, whatever it is, you're chayiv to deal with it. And that's so much of this Parsha Mishpatim is dealing with damage law. That's awesome, but there's a lot of other laws that relate to monetary issues. And when you're chayiv money, if you did something wrong and you're chayiv, you have an obligation to pay. That doesn't make you a chassid. That's not. You're pious because you pay your debts. You're pious because you make fences around the pit in your backyard so people don't fall and break their legs. Like, what does it make you a pious person for? Two things. One is you're chayav, so that doesn't make you pious. That just makes you a Jew who's doing the halacha. No, but that doesn't make. But this is the Gemara here saying, what makes you a chassid? Not just somebody who's a Jew, not somebody who's keeping halacha. What makes you a chassid?
Are we looking out for other people?
Could be. I don't know where he's going. I genuinely have no idea where he's going to go. I'm saying, his point is twofold. One is, what about fulfilling halacha makes you a chassid? Because then that's because you're fulfilling halacha. That's number one. Either way, number two is there's a lot of aspects to monetary law, and damages is only one aspect of it. Why this aspect of monetary law called damages as opposed to any other aspect of monetary law? Why does that make you a chassid? Claims Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara. That's his question. Let's see what he says. Next paragraph. V'al derech ha'avoda. How do we understand this on an avoda level? Yesh la'avin. What's being hinted here? Al pima de'ita, that which it says, arba avos nizikin, hashur, v'habor, hamave, v'ahever, that there's four avos nizikin, there are four primary categories of nizikin. There's damages that are caused by one's ox, by a pit in one's field, by one's animals, what?
I learned this.
Yeah, yes, it's a Mishnah. By one's animals, by fire. Arba Elu, or it's Machlok Gemara, we'll see how he takes it, but there's different understandings of the last one, I think. It's been a while. Arba Elu Mechavnim Keneged Dalid Chalkei Yitzhara Hanim Se'im Ba'adam. He says on an avoda level, these four primary categories of damages are keneged, are parallel to the four aspects of the Yetzer Hara that are in a person. What's ashur? This ox. Be careful with what your ox is doing. Hashur mirames al geut. The ox is hinting to gaiva, is hinting to ego. Ukemosh amru chazal, as chazal say, ga'e sheba behemot shur. Chazal bring down Ishmos Rabbah that the most egotistical of the animals is the ox. Stubborn like an ox. Habor, what's a boar hinting to? What is a pit hinting to? Inyano hanafila biyeush. It's beautifully saying. What's a pit? What happens? You fall. So what's it hinting to? When we fall, on an internal level we fall. When we fall into despair, Rachman al-Itzlan. Kasher nidmelosh hu avud lagami. When a person feels that they're mamish, they're totally forgotten, there's no way to get back. That brings you to all of yours. Right? When a person's egotistical, we've talked about this in the past, we struggled with it in the past, I think, a little bit. But the fact that ego brings you to Avera, because if you say, no, I know best, I know what I want, I know what's good for me. Ego says, I'm what's important. Sure, halacha says not to do that. Sure, halacha warns that's a bad idea. I don't care. I know what's best for me, I know what I want, or even worse, I don't care what God wants. I want to do my thing. All of those things can lead to Avera. That's one whole element, that's one whole category of Avera, that the way the Yitzhar can take a person off, is ego. Another one is, again, a person falls. When a person falls and they get into Yeush, when a person falls and they get into despair, opens the doorways to all Avera. I'm nothing. After what I did, after what happened, where I'm at, I was flying in my learning and now I feel totally disconnected. I was flying in my davening and now I feel totally disconnected. I was doing so well and then I did this Avera, and after I did this Avera, I have no connection. I'm not connected to anything anymore. What's the difference? Once I feel down in that place, once I feel down in that way, then it doesn't become, I want to do an Avera. I do want to do an Avera. But it becomes, why not? I'm a nothing anyway. Why not? I'm never going to get reconnected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu anyway. Why not? I have no chelik in Olam Haba anyway. Why not? Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to talk to me anyway. When a person gets to despair, the Yitzhar is able to take them away. That's the shur and the boar, the ox and the pit, the ego and the yeush and the despair. That's the first two. Hamave zeashin hanu tavat achila. Mave is when a person's animals go and graze in other property. So he says that shame. Hainu ta'avata achila. That comes to issues when it comes issues that are involved in eating that we talked a little bit about in previously. We talked a little about when we had the Tu B'Shvat Seder together. But he's bringing out here that is talking about specifically issues revolving around food. V'ahever mirumaz l'ta'avat sha'yitzer hara bo erbo ke'esh. And ahever, which is fire, damage is caused by fire, that's hinting to the taiva of the yitzer hara, desire which burns inside me like a fire. That desire to do that avera, that desire to commit that sin, that desire in that area that I'm struggling with, that desire in arayos, the desire in achila, the desire in whatever area it may be. That's the fire that's burning within me, that the yitzhahara is burning inside of me to do that avera. These arba avos nezikin aren't just four categories of damage in damage law. These are hinting to the four primary ways he's saying here. Arba avos zikin v'chule, arba ilu mechavnim keneged dalid chalkei yitzhara. These are the four aspects of the yitzhara inside of a person. Ego, despair, eating in an improper way, and having the yitzhara rise up inside of me that's just burning to do that avir. Hinting to those four things. So beautiful, again, like we talked about last time. Remember when we literally what we talked about last night in the first piece on the Parsha and Parsha Mishpatim. We mentioned this there, that the Mishpatim are Mishpatim and they're halachas that we have to follow. But you start peeling back the layers and there's so much more going on there. It's a Parsha where if you're in a Lamdisha Yeshiva, you're super excited to see all your favorite sugyas in their Pasuk form, right? Talking about all the things you learned about in Baba Kama, Masih, and Baba Basra, and all those things is great. If you're not in a Lamdish Yeshiva, I don't think you are, correct me if I'm wrong, if you're not in a Lamdish Yeshiva learning Gemara all day in the Babas, you go through the parsha and you're like, okay, like, I don't have an ox. I don't own a home. I don't have pits in my backyard. I don't own slaves. If you do, discuss with Mrs. Schneider. I don't own slaves. Like, I don't know how to connect to this stuff. What do I do with this? And the answer is, as we start peeling back the layers, there's so much more going on here. Arba Avos Nezikin. And there's so much, again, the yeshiva, so much lamdish Torah on what Arba Avos Nezikin is all about. on what these four categories of damage are and about all of damage law. And you can go on and give hours, days, months, years of shiurim on this topic from a halachic perspective. And he's saying, yeah, but there's also peel back the layers. Underneath that is also derech ha'avoda. Four ways the Tzara is trying to damage me. Ego. Despair. Achila. What was the last one? And Havara, and the fire of the Yitzhahara coming to attack me. All right there beneath the surface in a totally different way that perhaps I can connect to in a different way. I can learn how to live from the Torah a different way when I'm living this reality of Nezikin. Next paragraph. He says, V'yesh la'avin od, b'be'or ha'iman d'bayi l'mevei chasida. So we can understand also, so that's one aspect. What does it take to be a chasid? I mean, he didn't say it explicitly, but I think he's saying here, what does it take to be a chasid? To be able to go and overcome all of those aspects of the Yitzhar. To fight and to achieve and to overcome all aspects of the Yitzhar. That's, to be a chassid means to overcome Nezikin. Not necessarily Nezikin in terms of damage law. Nezikin in terms of the way the Yitzhar comes and attacks me. How do I want to be a chassid? To fight on all those four fronts. To work on my ego. To lower myself down. That when I read a halacha and the halacha comes into contrast with how I normally live my life. When I learn that I'm supposed to wash 8 times in the morning first thing. 6 times or 8 times. 6 times or 8, both are legit, both legitimately in the Mishnah Berurah. It's not our topic. That you have to wash 6 times or 8 times in the morning, and it goes against the way that you're thinking. To be able to say, okay, I can lower myself down. That I have to start doing that in the morning. When I don't have to put on my right shoe first and then my left shoe. To actually, yes, take the time to do it properly and take it used to it and to regulate myself to it. That, yeah, I have to daven shachris in the morning. And that I should really daven shachris first. And that might be an inconvenience to my normal schedule, but to figure that out. That, yes, I need to fit in mincha to my day. That, yes, I need to figure out that yes, it's inconvenient when I eat a sandwich to actually have to say birkas hamazon. And if I actually say it slowly and say all the words and with kavana, that might take a few minutes. And to start to build in when my meal is finished, to build in that time. That, yeah, it may not be how I lived all of the years of my life, but when I learn that that violating Negiah is Nisar Doraisa, to actually start to shift my life, even in the hardest of ways, because the Torah says this is something that you should not be doing, and to change my life to live that. That when I learn a nuance in Hilchos Kashrus, even if it's incredibly challenging, because that's an ingredient that I always used, that was a heksher that I always relied on, whatever the case would be, to have to change the way that I act. To have the humility to be able to live the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to live. That if I learn a midah is bad, to be able to let it go. That if I learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to act in a different way, to bring out a different side of myself. The only way that I can go and live by the Torah is to let go of what I want and make what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for me what I want. To transform, not to get rid of my desire, not to get rid of my drive, but to transform my drive to be what God wants and to let my ego get out of the way. To overcome despair. We all hit moments of despair. I'm not looking at you guys who are sitting there on Zoom in your rooms because you turned all your cameras off primarily. But I'm not looking at you guys who are in your rooms because we're on Zoom. But I'm saying you could feel like, what am I doing here? Right? All of us have been in one form of bidud or another. Welcome back. One form of bidud or another. Way to go. Over the course of the last 2 years. All of us before that, it's funny, like this is my automatic go-to now, but like I was talking about Yeyush and we were learning these pieces before Corona existed. Right? There's other reasons why we get down. All of us have been in situations in life where we've had an issue with a friend or a group of friends turned their backs on us and we felt really down. Issues with our parents, issues with our family, somebody who's sick, lo aleinu, a real loss, somebody who passes on. We've all had things come up and we felt down. We've all had moments in our life where we've made mistakes, where we've done averas and felt down. And it's so easy to give into that despair. It's so easy because life at times can be so painful and we can make bad mistakes or tragedies can happen to us. And we just feel down. No motivation, no drive. And when that happens, do I just give up? If I want to be a chassid, if I want to be pious, if I want to really live up to that, to be able to get up and keep moving. To get up and keep going. Know that, yes, it still matters, even though I'm in this challenging place. Without getting into it, because we're not allowed to get into it in these contexts. But I'm saying when it comes to those people who it is healthy for to get into these things, only if it's healthy for you to get into it, and to get into issues of eating, and the kedusha of eating, and the kedusha it can bring to my life, when I get into the depths of what it means to engage food, and go back all the way to Chet Adam HaRishon, and eating from the fruit, to fix these things in a way that's healthy and kadosh, with all the layers that go into them. And the hardest one, when we feel that Yitzhahara well up inside of us. And again, if we're a normal, healthy person, we feel that Yitzhahara well up inside of us. At whatever time that may be, to be able to say, yes, this is hard. Yes, at this moment, in this thin slice of time, the instant gratification of this moment would be amazing. But to be able to see the long-term losses in Avodas Hashem by giving into that. How do I be a chassid? How do I be a pious person? To be able to engage all four sides of these Yitzhahara and overcome them to be a full-fledged Eved Hashem. That's one layer of why. If somebody wants to be a chassid, fulfill these aspects of Nezikin. Don't let the Yitzhahara damage you and rise above the Yitzhahara. That's aspect number one. I think he's going in a different direction. Here, we'll see where he goes. Next paragraph. V'yish lavin od. V'yish lavin od b'v'or. Additionally, we can understand, or we can explain in terms of this concept of ha'iman deba'i lemevei chasida. Somebody wants to be a chasid. D'inei, tor chasid, humigzerat chesed. That this description of somebody being a chasid, a pious person, it comes from chesed. It comes from giving. It comes from wanting to give more. It comes from a place of chesed. De chesed hu ha-pi'ula, ve chasid hu isha chesed. Because chesed is the action, and a chasid is he who does chesed. On a simple level. What does it mean to be a chesed? We translate it in English, in poor English, to a pious person, but chasid comes from chesed. A person who does chesed is a chesed. Hainu. A person who manages to transform their whole being. I work to transform my entire inner world, my entire essence, to a reality of tov and chesed, of good and giving. And through this I go to do actions of chesed. I make myself into a person of chesed, and therefore I take actions of chesed, and I become a chesed. The high man debay lemevei chasida, and what does it mean? One who wants to become a chasid. Lo ne'amar kan sharote lekayem mitzvot umasim tovim. This is not talking about somebody. Another way of looking at this statement of Chazal is that it's not talking about somebody who wants to go and do mitzvot and do masim tovim. Ela debay lemevei chasida sharote liot kamor chasid chatzmuto meutot yeshor shatov. Meaning, the Gemara here is asking, how do I become chesed? I want to do good things. I want to be good. I want to be a living embodiment of chesed. I want to be a living embodiment of tov. How do I become tov? How do I become chesed? That's the question. It's a much deeper question than Gemara based on this. Shirotza liot kamor, chasid sha'atzmuto, my whole essence, my mahus, my whole being, is shoresh ha'tov, is coming from a root of tov. That through this I'm fulfilled the incredibly powerful pasuk, discussion for another time, of Vasita Hayashar Vatov Bene Hashem. To get to a place where my whole life is I'm doing that which is straight and good in the eyes of God. That's my whole being. To get to that place. So, such an important pasuk. But Hashem, those who are in Seder Vav, we will get there in Devarim. In Devarim, it said that pasuk is a key pasuk in Devarim, and the Gemara identifies it as part of the essence of the Sefer itself. And as Devarim is the closing Sefer of Chumash, then that pasuk, as its identity, is saying the whole goal of Chumash is to get to this goal. In short, the whole goal of Chumash is to get to this goal of Vasita Hayashar Vatov Ben Hashem. To get to a place where my whole life is doing that which is good and straight in the eyes of God. That's my whole focus in life. More on that in another context, but that's what he's saying here, is to get to that place. Haderech bazeh, He kemosha katuva maral. The way to do this is the Maral says in Derech Chaim, which is his commentary to Pirkei Avos, the inyan hashlimut kolel gimel chalakim, that the concept of perfection has three aspects to it. Three that we're very familiar with. What are the three aspects of perfection that a person strives for? Shalem beino levein boro, between man and God. Achieve a state of perfection in my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shalem beino levein chaveiro, ben adam lechaveiro, to achieve a reality of perfection between myself and my fellow. V'shalem beino levein atzmo, and to find a positive relationship, to perfect my relationship between me and myself. Man and God, man and the other, man and self. Gimel chalkei ha-shlimut halalu heim tachlit ha-shlimut, says the Maharal, to perfect these three aspects, that is the ultimate perfection to achieve. When I perfect my relationships, when I perfect my nature of relationship, and those are the only three relationships there are, and each one needs a tremendous amount of time and effort and care. And we've talked about this in many other contexts also. How do we know that relationships is at the core of what Avodas Hashem is about? Where is the ultimate place of Avodas Hashem? Where's the ultimate place of Avodas Hashem? Not at your question. Really? They just don't want to talk, so they don't want to embarrass us in the recording, but they all know the answer. Where's the ultimate space of Avodas Hashem? Literal space. Excellent, the Beit HaMikdash. Right, the Beit HaMikdash is the ultimate space. Excellent, you all got it. Nailed it. The ultimate place of Avodas Hashem is the Beit HaMikdash. Really? You guys are the ones who are present. Are you guys here? Anybody alive? The ultimate place of Avodas Hashem is the Beit HaMikdash. And what's we talked about this many times before. What's the center of the Beit HaMikdash? The Kodesh HaKadashim. What's the center of the Kodesh HaKadashim? The two Kruvim. That's at the centerpiece of Avodas Hashem. The place of Avodas is the Beit HaMikdash, and the center of the Beit HaMikdash is the Kodesh HaKadashim, and the center of the Kodesh HaKadashim is the Kruvim, and that essence of relationship. Relationship is at the core of reality. Relationship is at the core of the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore our Mikdash Ma'at inside of myself, it's the core of me. And to perfect myself, to perfect the deepest places in myself, is to perfect relationships. And the three layers of relationships that I have to perfect are between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, literally embodied by those two Kruvim. On a more human level, ben adam lechaveiro, my relationships with others. And then deep down, to reach inside and actually reach a state of perfection, repair and perfection, to relate to myself properly, to relate to myself from a place of perfection. Lifetimes of avoda in each one of those, let alone all three. So much work to be done. But those are the three things that the Maharal says. On those three levels, you achieve perfection on those levels. That's truly achieving shlemut. And that's what he says here, continuing on. V'zeu be'or gimel ha-de'ot she'uvu kan la-hayman de'bay le'meve chasida rotze la'afich muto l'tov betzem. So what does he say? I was wondering how I was going to get to three. So he says, that's what's happening here. The Gemara said there are three ways. It gave three possibilities of how to become a chasid. What were the three ways? They were nezikin, avos, and brachos. He says each one of those is bringing out a different facet. Each one of those is bringing out a different type of relationship. Each one bringing you to become a chassid, meaning to become chesed, to become tov. Each one is, it's not a machloket. Each one's bringing out a different aspect. How so? How is it being brought out? Rav Yehuda Omer, l'kayim mile de nezikin. Rav Yehuda says, how do you become a chassid? How do you become tov? Nezikin. By fulfilling nezikin. To perfect your relationships with others. He's saying, when it says nezikin here, it doesn't mean that if I go and I damage somebody else, it doesn't mean if I go and I cause somebody else financial harm, that I go and I repay. That, again, that's what I was saying before. That's not a chiddush. That's not a chiddush. What is it? That's me paying back my obligations. That's not what it means, he says. Dizay no mile de chasidus, el atop of the next column, meikar adin. That's the halacha. I have to pay the person back. That's the halacha. Elamide de chasidus hu zeh shemile chatzchila nizhar shelo yiga mimenu kol nezek vitzar luzlato. What does it mean to be a chasid, according to Rabbi Yehuda? It's to focus on Meron Machaviru. What does it mean to focus on Meron Machaviru? It doesn't mean that if I go and I damage something of yours, I can't move around because they've got to be on camera. Fine.
restricted. I hate this. Back to this again. No, it's okay. That's weird. What does it mean to fix myself on a level of nizikin? It doesn't mean not damaging the other. It doesn't mean paying back if I do damage. If I cause damage to somebody else, I owe them something. It means to be machbed on nizikin, to always be so sensitive that I never come to damage the other. That I never come to even damage the other. Why? Because I've worked on myself on such a deep level that I've become such a sensitive individual, a caring and loving and sensitive individual, that I make sure to never come and harm, hurt, damage, upset the other person in the first place. That's a chassid. That's a person who's living chassid. Bet Adam l'chaverim. And that takes a lifetime's worth of work. You're thinking to yourself, I don't even know where to begin with that. How do I think about that? Great, start with your roommates. Full stop. Start with your roommates. Now it's like, oh man, now that's going to be hard. Yeah, it is. That's where it starts. Chesed starts in the home. Your home is with your roommates. If you're listening in, your home is also with your roommates. Unless you're married, in which case your home is with your spouse. If it's with your spouse, also start there. To be able to have the sensitivity, again, and the chop here is, to have the sensitivity, not just to say I'm sorry when I do something wrong, not just when I reach into the fridge, and even though deep down I know that it's not really hefker, and I know deep down that it's not mine and I really shouldn't take it, and even though it's still, we kind of said that if maybe certain circumstances, if it's in the fridge for a certain number of days and nobody takes it, then maybe it's nobody, so I just take it. And like, no, you stole their ice cream. You just stole it. You just stole their cup of ice cream. And so then I owe them to give it back. This is not what we're talking about. You owe them if you took their ice cream. You owe them twice over. You owe them for the ice cream and you owe them, I mean, you took away their happiness, right? So you owe them twice over.
Really?
But we're saying not even to get to that point, that when you walk into the room, the first thing you say to yourself is, what can I do to make them happier? What can I do to make sure that I don't cause them to be angry? What do I do to make sure that they get a good night's sleep so that way they're able to be refreshed for the next day of learning tomorrow? What do I do when I wake up in the morning to respect them? Yeah, I don't agree with their choice to sleep in through their first year and only get up at 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't agree with that choice. But if that's their choice, then I'm not going to wake them up in the morning. I'm going to be careful and sensitive. How do I work with that sensitivity? With the stuff on the floor, with the stuff in the bathroom, with the towels over there, with the clothing on the side, with all the things that we all go through. Whether it's roommates in yeshiva or seminary, or in college, or in grad school, or in apartments on the Upper West Side, in the Heights, or on the Upper West Side, or with your family because you're living home in the Five Towns because you're from in that, and you're going to live at home and only commute to Queens College. Fine, whatever your thing is. My point is you're always living with other people. To start there and say, I mean, just start thinking of the practicals of not just repaying the damage, but thinking to yourself, how do I create a sensitivity that I never want to hurt them in the first place? With my wife, with my kids, expand out with my friends, with the people I interact with the people I interact with in the workplace. If I'm an educator, how do I keep things punchy and kid around and make sure, chas v'shalom, never to say anything that's going to actually upset a student? Daily, I think I violate that one, definitely in Leva Torah. Much harsher there, though I'm still not sure if anything's getting through. The idea of being able to find that balance of, again, not even coming chas v'shalom to even do any damages to the other person. Because I care in terms of how I speak, in terms of how I interact. Being shalem ben adam l'chaveiro, that's mili din nezikin. Not repaying damages, but having the sensitivity to actually work on myself, to care, to never come to hurt the person in the first place. Continuing on. Kemo de'ita le'el. Le'el mine sham b'gemara. Chasidim ha'rishonim hayu matzni'im kotzotehem uzichuchiyotehem b'toch sadotehem gimel tzvachim b'omecha adama v'din limnoa kol efsharut she'yinazku b'nei adam al yideihem. Shifligu begold al zirut vashmirah milchatfila leval yigareim al yadam nezek va'agba nefesh lezulato. So these chassidim, without getting into the details here, that the Gemara was even talking about, how the chassidim would be very careful in terms of how they set up their fields to make sure that chas v'shalom alinu not to cause any damage to come about. They didn't want to hurt anybody. They didn't want anybody to become hurt. They were thinking proactively. How do I make sure that nobody ever chas v'shalom, that I don't ever chas v'shalom hurt another person? Because you think about if we thought about that before we spoke, all the pain that we've caused in our lives by saying something thoughtless, insensitive, hurtful, all the things that we didn't say that we should have said, inviting somebody to come along with us, saying good morning to somebody, asking them how they're doing, all of the missed opportunities by not thinking of the sensitivity to the other. What we say, how we act, how we conduct ourselves, to never come to cause somebody harm. That's what it means. Somebody wants to be a chassid, to fulfill nezikin. Meaning, she is a hermi lehazik et chaveru b'mamono, to be so careful never to hurt somebody monetarily. The kol shekin begufo, and even more so, not to hurt a person in their body. Chas v'shalom. V'chein bedibor, and not to hurt somebody through our speech. O becholin yan shaluli grom lo tzar v'nezek, and not to do anything that's going to cause them pain or damage. Zezeu chelak ashlimut shel shalim chaveru. That's what it means to be shalom with your friend. And to really, really work on that. That's one of the three. What does it mean, avos? It's the second opinion. Rava amar mile de avos. What is Rava bringing out? Umile de avos. Hu inyan hashlemus beino levein atzmo. That's being shalem between me and myself. That's bringing out shlemus between me and myself. Shemaseches avos. Kula hadracha le'adam b'nyanei midos. That all of Maseches Avos is trying to guide a person in order to perfect my internal midos. How to be shalem with myself. Shalem within myself. Perfect myself. Inside. It's not just talking about how do I not damage the other. How do I perfect myself to achieve shlemus? All of us have aspects that we can work on. Ego, anger, jealousy, stubbornness. All of us have negative midos inside, negative aspects of ourselves to fix. And to become a chassid, to become kulo tov inside out, is to perfect myself within. To learn avos, to learn mile de avos, meaning to learn inyanim of self-perfection. Through Pirkei Avos, through Svarim that talk about it, beautiful Svarim that exist now. And Kal v'chomer to go back to the Tanaim in Chazal and Pirkei Avos. Either way is great. But to Mekai Mili de Avos means to turn inwards and to perfect who I am. That's what it means to be a chassid, to be chesed, to be tov, to be shalem within myself. U'kimo shamru, as it says in Pirkei Avos, Hakina, the hata'ava, the hakavod, jealousy, desire, honor, motzi'im et ha'adam min ha'olam, they mamish take us out of this world. Avshe'inu nogim ezulato, they have nothing to do with another person. They may know it, another that's all, they're between me and myself. Shemotzi'im oto min ha'olam ruchani, they take me out of the spiritual world. And you see it, it's something which you can even bring down to such a literal physical level, such a practical level. Kina, ta'iva, kavod, jealousy. If anybody in this room has ever been jealous of somebody else, and you've ever had, you've got obsessively focused on this thing that she has, how she looks, the boyfriend she has, the grades she gets, how smart she is, how wealthy her family is, all this cool stuff that she has, the parties she has, whatever the thing is, when you were going through your real life, you're thinking, Kina, you have the jealousy, and you're playing on your mind, and you're obsessed with that person. They make you crazy. Right? The modern day term for it is like, you're letting this person live rent-free in your head. That's what you're doing. You're letting them live rent-free in your head. And they don't even know. At least charge them a little bit. You were upset that they had the thing anyway, so at least get some money out of it, right? They're living rent-free in your head. They're living there. They have nothing to do with it. They have no idea that's even going on. You're distanced from reality. You're living in a whole different world. You're living in a world where you have this thing that you don't have, and your whole world revolves around it, which you didn't even need. Because if you needed it, God would give it to you. And you're just living in a parallel universe where this is the only thing that's important. She's the only thing that's important. This thing is the only thing that's important. When in truth, she's not important. You have no relationship with her. She has no idea that this is going on. And on top of that, you don't need it because if you needed it, God would have given it to you. You're not in this world anymore. You're not in this world. You're missing Olam Hazeh. You're missing the avoda of Olam Hazeh. You're also even missing the enjoyment of Olam Hazeh. Like, at least go off the derech and enjoy Olam Hazeh. You're not even enjoying Olam Hazeh. But you're certainly not living up to Olam Hazeh. So the avoda of Olam Hazeh, you're living in a whole different world. Kavod, honor. Same thing, it's also the same in Yan. Right? Honor. Well, I should have been class president. I was supposed to get that promotion. Why did this person get that promotion? All I want is to be that. Is to be that thing. All I want is that person's position. All I want is to be recognized in this way. Who cares? You're fighting your whole life for what? For what are you fighting for? To get what? The honor of it? Who cares? Who cares about honor in this world from other people? What is that really going to do for you? What is it really going to get you? You're living in a parallel universe. Where all you want is this, if I just want this prominence, this prestige, this recognition. It's all that I want. What does it change anything? It's just taking away time and effort and avoda from this world. That's all it does. Let's take it forward. Umile da'avos. Huinyana shlemut beino levein atzmo. Again, mili da'avos, words of Pirkei Avos, meaning that's between what person and themselves. Shemaseches Avos kula hadracha la'adam inyanei midot ichagiel shlemut imatzmo. That all of Pirkei Avos is all about how to be shalom within myself. Shlo ayirak b'mashalo yifriav. We just read this. I'm back a line. B'mashalo yifriav yifka bezulato. It's not just about not hurting the other. Ela echitakein midot atzmo kedei lagiel shlemut. That's what we're up to. How do I fix myself? How do I fix myself internally to reach a reality of shlemut, to reach a reality of perfection? Ukemo shamru hakina hataava vaakavod motzim etam adam min olam. That's what we're up to, and we talked about. That's what we're talking. I'm sorry, I got a little lost there. Kina, jealousy, kavod, and taava. The last one is taava. Taava also is a person out of the world. If you see something which you really want, and all you can do is obsessively think about that thing that you want, again, same thing. You're living in a parallel universe. You don't need it. If it needed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give it to you. Your whole world, your whole internal world, is distanced from reality. Back inside. Afsheinam nogim lezulato, even though they don't do it with anybody else. Ve'minanu ve'natzmo, they're having to do with me and myself. Shemotzi'im oto, min ha'olam aruchani, they take me out of the spiritual world. Kol od she'ein ha'adam mekayei mile da'avos. Umidot mikul kalot, to the extent that a person doesn't keep the words of Avos, doesn't work on Pirkei Avos, doesn't work bein adam le'atzmo, that I don't work on myself, on my midos, on my internal world, and my midos are all messed up. Im bekina, taiva, vekavod, whether it's in jealousy, desire, honor, vim bechol inyanei kaas, or whether it's to do with anger, or atzvus, or sadness and depression, the atzvus, or laziness. Whatever the negative internal midah is, harei ze goreim lo she'eino shalem imatzmo, I'm not shalem with myself. If I'm lazy, I'm letting my potential go to waste. If it's depressed in a way that needs to be treated, so then the avoda there is to go and see a psychologist, and just go and see a psychiatrist, and to figure out how to get through this, that's fine. But if I'm down, to work on getting back up. Being down is not an excuse to stay down. Being down is the condition that I'm in order to work, to get back up. To get out of that sadness, to get out of that depression. By pulling myself up by my bootstraps, or by talking to a friend, or by talking to somebody professional, whatever the case may be. Because if not, I'm not shalim in myself. If I'm down, I'm not accomplishing. I'm not being my best self. I'm not being who I was meant to be. If I'm lazy, I'm definitely not living up to what I'm meant to live up to. I have students now. I have students that have endless potential. It's like every day inside I cry when I teach some of these people. Brilliant people. People who have such capacity to be tremendous learners and Ovdei Hashem. Tremendous. And they're just lazy. They just don't want to. And wasting it. I'm not shalim with myself. I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm here for. I don't know why. I don't know why I exist. I don't know what. There's no meaning in my life. All of life is like a chap to get out of doing what I'm supposed to do, so I can just binge another series on Netflix. It's like, come on, come on. You can be so much more. and I'm not shalem with myself. Laziness, sadness, depression, honor, desire, jealousy, just taking me out of the world. The Sonomer says on the Pasuk, Dvarei rivot b'sha'arecha, haynu b'sha'arecha shelcha, b'sha'arecha pnimi'im yishnam divrei rivot. Meaning it says, divrei rivot b'sha'arecha, when you have matters of controversy. Pasuk says in Devarim, you have matters of controversy in your gates, when there are issues within your gates. So the Slonimer says, what do you mean you have issues within the gates of your city? It doesn't just mean literally within the gates of your city. What does it mean there's issues in your gates? B'sha'arecha shelcha, you have issues in your internal gates. In your internal world, you're at war with yourself. That needs to be fixed. And all of us on different levels are at war with ourselves. The part of ourself that wants to live a life kineged avodas Hashem and ruchnius, and the part of ourself that's living up to that potential and being the Jew that we're meant to be. Shalem with ourselves. Hasechel shebamoach mevin kach, v'tshukot ha'lev mishtokikim acharet, u'klei ha'ma'asenim shamchim l'maisa nefesh ha'be'emi. Our mind, we know what we want, and but our desires go in different ways, and our actions go in different ways. U'kamamara katuv, ein shalom ba'atzmi. The Pasuk says, I'm not at peace with myself. Haynu shi'u chesed shleimut b'kirbo. I'm lacking perfection. I'm lacking harmony inside of myself. I'm at war inside of myself between the person who I'm allowing myself to be, litzari, who I'm allowing myself to be a loser, and the part of myself that says, no, I want to be amazing. I want to be an Eved Hashem. Can I actually attain that? Can I create that shlemus within myself? That harmony and that perfection of truly being an Eved Hashem inside and out. Kasher Yehudi eino kefi shetzarich liot, hareihu tamid chaser shlemut. When a Jew isn't living up to who they're meant to be, they're lacking perfection. Le'olam eino sameach. Such a person is never going to truly be happy. In theory, just throwing it out there, it's very possible that sometime over the last 2 years of Corona, when you were in some sort of not in school or be dude or whatever situation in life you are, and you were at home, quote unquote, working from home, also known as not working, right? And you just spent months of your life binge watching. Months of your life on social media. Months of your... I genuinely believe that there must have been a point when even though you thought your whole life you just wanted to be able to have freedom from everything else, freedom to just do whatever you want, 1, 2, 3 months in, you got to that point and you were like, I'm at rock bottom. I feel nothing anymore. I feel nothing anymore. This is what I thought I wanted for my life, which is to be able to do what I want, and I'm doing this now. I'm nowhere. I've got nothing. I've mentioned this many times before because like, even it's like, it blew my mind. Not this year, Shana Aleph. Last year, Shana Aleph, in the yeshiva, I walked in the first day. And that was good old days. We were behind plastic and in capsules and the whole thing. And I walk in, it was just like a chiddush to teach in person after being on Zoom for 6 months. And I was like, all right, we'll come in slow. We'll hopefully get in 5, 10 minutes of teaching in the hour. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, if we're lucky, it's the beginning of Shana Aleph, it's the first day. And I started, and I was like, I started to switch a little bit. And they're like, can we learn? I know you guys came in like that also because you guys are not normal and you guys are amazing. Beseder. But they came, guys into Shana Aleph, they're coming like that. I was like, what do you mean? They're like, we want to learn. Like, we need to learn Torah. I was like, are you okay? Do you have fever? Did you get tested? We didn't have testing then. We didn't know what to do. Right? What's going on? What happened? They got what they wanted. They got what their hearts desired. They were sent home in March. They went home. This is in your 11th grade. This is their 12th grade. They went home. They spent 6 months on streaming and social media. And they realized that their life was totally meaningless. And they were even willing to learn Torah to start adding meaning to their lives from day one of yeshiva. And it was such a chiddush to me because we always wondered, like, is there a rock bottom point? And the answer was, yeah. And everybody hit it at the end of your 11th grade. Everybody hit it at the end of that first year. And they walked in, they're just desperate to learn. Why? Because we want it. Because I'm not chilling with myself. Because I know I can be more. I know I'm meant to be more. And when I give into those desires of laziness, of sadness, of doing nothing with my life, of doing nothing with my life, I don't feel shalem. I just feel empty at the end. Because I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me and I know I was meant for more. To overcome those negative midos, to overcome that laziness, to overcome the depression, all that stuff. and to actually become shalim with myself. Oh my, I didn't realize how late it was. Let's go a little bit further. Do you have mussar tonight?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Go on. I don't care. Sorry. I don't care. Don't tell the administration I said that, but I don't care. Here we go. I want to finish the piece. This, we got to get the third one. Shekena neshama. Shekena neshama chelek lok mimal bikirbo. Go remet lo shetamid titiasrecha rayatecha. Umili debrachos. And then the last one is mili debrachos. That was the third opinion in the Gemara. Mili debrachos. To be a chassid, you have to excel in mili debrachos. What is that, Keneged? Mili debrachos hu inyana shlimud beino levein boro. That's between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's perfecting my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shamashma'ut ha'pnimi shel mili debrachos. What does it mean to perfect oneself? What's the internal reality of brachos? Shebechol ha'ana'a shenehenet. That any joy that I get in this world, any pleasure I get out of this world, me'sime libo ki la'ashem ha'aretz mo'ah. I'm able to turn and say, no, everything in this world, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything in this world came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ultimately belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hanazo, Hishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this pleasure came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'anotein lo b'tuvo la'anot menu. And he gave it to me to enjoy as a gift. V'hareyu mechuyav lo dot la'ashem. And so therefore I have to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'levarcho la'anazo. And to thank him for this joy that I have. Through this we fix achila when we say brachos properly. Shochel ve'et kol ha'na'ot and all of our desires. Next page. Sheneh'neh u'ma'aleh otam l'shosham. And I raise them up. U'lemekoram back to their source. It's a totally different way to understand brachos. That we have to understand brachos. What are brachos about? We look at brachos as that annoying thing that I need to say before I do the thing that I want to do. No, we need to stop that. It's time to Jew up. It's time to Jew up. It's time to become better. And to recognize that a bracha isn't just that which permits me to do the thing. Whoever just turned on there, thank you. The brachos don't just allow me to do the thing. What is a bracha about? A bracha is about me stopping and recognizing that the thing that I want to do, I want to do it because it's enjoyable and it's pleasurable. And the reason it's enjoyable and pleasurable is because God made it that way. And he did that as a gift. And that's part of my relationship with him. And I'm asking permission and thanking him simultaneously through the brachas that I say to fix that relationship with him, to engage that relationship with him. A bracha is an opportunity for relationship. We can look at it as an out or as an in. To get out of my obligation so that way I can enjoy the thing I wanted to enjoy, or to get into a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu where my enjoyment of it is building my relationship with God. And the bracha gives me that reality, brings into reality that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara here, and this is it's something to contemplate in general beyond that, this perspective of the Nesivos Shalom, of the Slonimer. Often we see a machloket, we ask, which one's right? And in depth, what does it mean when there's a machloket? How are these bringing out three aspects of one eternal truth? And yes, they're saying three things. Nezikin, avos, brachos. What is it really saying? It's saying three aspects of my life to perfect, to make myself a true chassid. To make myself chesed and tov. To work on my relationship in nezikin, be'adam l'chaveiro. To work on my relationship in avos ben adam la'atzmo, to work my relationship in brachos ben adam laboro with my creator, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to fix those things, to bring those things, to elevate those things. Tov. Bezrat Hashem, we should recognize a few things here. Number one is, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the insight to recognize, again, like we started with last time, and we emphasize this time, that when we're learning a parsha like Mishpatim, which can be such a challenging parsha, that on the surface are simply a bunch of laws. First of all, there are laws. Second of all, there are supernal laws. Third of all, they're deep. Fourth of all, beyond that, underneath the surface, there's so much going on there if I just open it up. Nezikin is how to live life, but Nezikin is also how to live my internal life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the insight, both to overcome all of Nezikin, all of the aspects of the Yetzer Hara that try to drag us down, to overcome it, to crush the Yetzer Hara, and to truly succeed in every aspect of our lives, and to perfect, to dig deep. These are still the weeks of Shovim, and Shovim are all about perfecting relationships. More specific ways than that, Peseder, but it's all about relationships. Mm-hmm. To perfect on the deepest levels of myself, my reality of relationship that lives in my Kodesh HaKadoshim, my Kruvin, between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perfect that relationship, between me and my fellow, back in the dorms, back with my family, to perfect that relationship, and between me and myself, to truly let out the greatest gift that I have, which is me, by finding that shleimus in myself, letting that out, embracing that, and truly expressing that in the world. B'shach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bless us, let all of those things, to succeed in all of those things, and so that we've been talking to Mishalim ourselves, and that the B'riah itself, and bring ourselves to the ultimate tikkun. Shkoach, everybody.